This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. About 1,900 military reservists have been called to active duty to support the planned military campaign against terrorism. The mobilization includes units in combat communications and intelligence, as well as military police and other security personnel. Call-up brings the total reserve mobilization so far to about 14,000. U.S. aircraft have been positioned at bases in the Middle East, and U.S. forces are said to be ready to strike as soon as they are ordered to do so by the president. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, speaking yesterday at the Pentagon, warned that the coming war may start slowly.
There's not going to be a D-Day as such, and I'm sure there will not be a signing ceremony on the Missouri as such. This is not something that begins with a significant event or ends with a significant event. It is by its very nature something that cannot be dealt with by some sort of a massive attack or invasion. It is a much more subtle, nuanced, difficult, shadowy set of problems.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. NPR's Tom Jelton joins me now. Is the Bush administration backing off its warning of impending military action?
Ever so slightly, Bob. If you compare what Secretary Rumsfeld said yesterday with what was being said around the Pentagon and at the White House a week or so ago, it does seem there's some backing off. Last week, Rumsfeld seemed to be setting the stage for airstrikes against the Taliban regime. He was pointing out, while Osama bin Laden didn't present any easy target to bomb, the government that sheltered him did have things that it valued and that could be hit. So now you hear him saying there'll be no significant event to start the war. He emphasized that this war will consist of incremental steps. So it does look right now that there'll be no initial round of massive airstrikes to set this off. But, Bob, so much of this has been a guessing game because the administration is being so guarded about its plans.
What seems to be the strategy, then?
The emphasis now seems to be more on airstrikes in a support role as opposed to standing alone. For example, airstrikes in combination with efforts on the ground by commando units, where the commandos might be used as spotters, perhaps tracking down terrorists or training camps, and then calling in airstrikes. And here again, what this seems to suggest is that it now seems a little bit less likely that the Taliban government in Afghanistan is the target as much as Osama bin Laden himself. So for the moment, the focus is back on Osama bin Laden squarely and the terrorism network.
Will the U.S. do this alone or with the help of others?
In the past few days, there's been more interest expressed in working alongside the rebel forces who've been fighting in Afghanistan, groups such as the Northern Alliance. Yesterday, President Bush said the United States might ask for cooperation of citizens within Afghanistan who may be tired of having the Taliban in place. But this is tricky. The administration does not want to get involved in a civil war. In fact, the White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said yesterday the U.S. military action in Afghanistan is not designed to replace one regime with another regime. And the president said, we're not into nation building, we're focused on justice.
Any new developments in the assembly of an international coalition to back this effort?
Yes. In fact, this is another reason for backing off immediate military action. It seems the administration is putting a priority now on getting as much international support as possible for action there. And there are some developments. The Russian government yesterday signaled its approval for the United States to use airfields in Tajikistan for possible military strikes. That would be the first time U.S. forces would be given access to bases in the former Soviet Union. Also, there's been a U.S. team in Pakistan the last few days working out some fairly detailed agreements there about what the United States might do in Pakistan.
NPR's Tom Jelton.